For today's GeoQuiz, we'd like you to estimate the distance of a transatlantic crossing. The distance across the Atlantic varies quite a bit. It's about 3,000 miles between the U.S. and North Africa, but only 1,600 miles between Senegal and Brazil. Air travel is the quickest way to make the crossing, that is, when volcanoes don't intervene. Cruise ships can take passengers across in 10 days. Freighters make the slow journey too, but the accommodations aren't so glamorous. Katie Spots from Cleveland crossed from Senegal to Guyana, and she wasn't in a hurry.
I was alone at sea for 70 days and 5 hours and 22 minutes.
So now we want you to estimate how many miles she traveled across the Atlantic. By the way, she was knocked off course by huge waves. Think quickly. Our answer's coming right up. Okay, time's up. As we just mentioned, it took 22-year-old Katie Spots 70 days to cross the Atlantic. That's not super fast, but it's pretty darn good considering her mode of transportation.
I set off from Dakar, Senegal, which is the most western part of Africa, on a 19-foot rowboat until I reached land in Georgetown, Guyana in South America. The journey was exactly 3,038 miles.
Yes, see people? 70 days in a rowboat. It's not too bad. How are your biceps, Katie?
Well, actually, it's more of a leg and back sport if you're rowing properly, but I could walk up and down stairs, which is a huge accomplishment at the moment.
You arrived at the end of March in Georgetown. What was it like coming ashore and suddenly realizing, wow, I actually did it?
Everything was overwhelming and exciting. It was like I was seeing things for the first time. The people of Guyana were so welcoming. There were about 200 people there to greet me. And within 48 hours, they were taking me on my own little private tour of Kaitchur Falls, the world's largest single-drop waterfall. So it was pretty amazing.
And were people cognizant of the fact that this, in our midst, is the youngest person to have rowed across the Atlantic?
Well, I actually wanted to land in Cayenne, which is two countries over, but I had some 20-foot waves, really turbulent waters. I was 100 miles away from reaching land, and I kind of added on another 400 miles. So they weren't really expecting me, but they still showed up regardless.
And apparently big waves weren't your only hazard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I move at a speed one-tenth of these large freighters, so every time I saw them, it would be nerve-wracking. Near shore, I ran across two Venezuelan fishing boats, too. That was a pretty interesting encounter. They just started screaming, loca, 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 which means crazy, and I kept rowing.
Did you have a sag wagon following you, or it was just you out there in the middle of the Atlantic?
I was totally alone. I didn't have a support boat following, so I didn't even see humans until 2 months into the journey.
Did you just do this because the ocean was there and you wanted to make a crossing?
Well, I absolutely love challenges, but more than that, this was a row for water. I did this to raise funds and awareness for safe drinking water. There's currently 1 billion people in the world without access to this most basic human need.
Katie Spots from Cleveland, Ohio, last month became the youngest person to row solo across the Atlantic Ocean. Thanks for speaking with us, Katie.
Perfect. Thank you so much.